This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. Happy to report that I am kicking off this show with Peter Bukvar. He is the Chief Investment Officer at the Bleakley Advisory Group. Peter is one of my favorite guests to have on, and also one of my favorites to follow on his website at The Book Report, which I will post a link to, where Peter breaks down all the recent data and what really is important for markets, and also provide some of his comments on the back of that. Peter, let's start off with kind of a high-level look at not just what's going on in the U.S., but what's going on around the world, where it seems like central banks and markets, even for that reason, are getting us into an environment where we are going to continue to see lower interest rates and even negative interest rates. We had the new ECB head, Christine Lagarde, be announced, as well as some Fed nominees from Trump that also, it seems like, read very much off of Trump's playbook as he continues to push on the Fed to lower rates. What are your general comments about the environment that the world is in, and especially for investors, where it's hard to not expect and assume that we're going to see lower interest rates around the world, and even further into negative yielding interest rates around, well, Europe and some other countries?
Well, the number one issue is we have slowing growth. The response in interest rates is to that. So markets are only focused on the response and that, okay, central banks are going to ease, and they're not paying attention to, well, why are we in this position? We're in this position because growth is slowing dramatically. The World Bank has an estimate for GDP growth in 2019 of only 2.6%. U.S. growth, when you have combine the likely second quarter number of probably 1.5 with the first quarter around 3, you're going to get 2.25 type percent growth. And in the jobs data is now softening in that we're seeing less hiring. Manufacturing globally is in a recession if you look at the global PMI, and that's spilling over into services. So this collapse in interest rates, again, is in response to the softening data. And at least with the U.S., the key will be earnings that we'll start to get in 2 to 3 weeks, where companies are going to quantify the impact of this slowing and what it means for earnings estimates.
So data has been weak in, let's say, Europe and weakening in China, but just recently it seems to be trending much more aggressively down in the U.S. as well. Do you think this is simply the U.S. not being able to weather the storm of what's going on around the world as much as they had for some of the prior years, or is this just the bigger picture that the world is kind of screwed, to put it in a simple sense?
Well, no one is immune to the slowing that is going on in China, irrespective of the tariffs. But you certainly throw all the tariffs out there, and it's turned upside down global supply chains and has really negatively impacted confidence. So you get a slowdown in China, then you get a slowdown in the rest of Asia, you get a slowdown in Asia, you get a slowdown in Europe, you get a slowdown in Europe and Asia, and then you start to get a slowdown in the U.S., and we're all on this boat together. I'm not as confident as the markets in thinking that somehow further central bank easing is going to somehow going to help us in this situation. The cost of capital is already very low, and I consider negative interest rates more of a poison than an anecdote, particularly when it comes to banks. And if you continue to damage the profitability of your banks, it's tough to be confident that you're going to get faster economic growth.
Now, how does this relate to the financial markets and for investors? We're seeing an interesting environment where stocks are going up, bonds are going up, and even gold is going up. It does seem like the world does have, or the financial system has too much money, and they just don't know where to put it. But if money is continuing to get cheaper, is there, or when can we expect this scenario to change? It seems like it could keep on going for a while longer.
Well, it depends. I mean, you look at the Japanese experience. They have 30 years of easing, and the Nikkei is down 50% from where it was 30 years ago. Their stock market doesn't even respond to the Bank of Japan buying ETFs. They own 70% of the ETF market. You know, what you're seeing here is just this typical Pavlovian dog response to Fed easing and the drop in interest rates overseas, and say, okay, rates are low, central banks are easing, you got to buy stocks, irrespective of the underlying fundamentals. I mean, it's really just a bizarre time period when you can do all the analysis of fundamentals that you want, and it really doesn't matter when the overwhelming influence on markets are central banks. And even you take the China-U.S. Discussions last weekend when Trump and Xi met, I don't really see them being any closer to a deal unless both sides compromise, and that doesn't necessarily seem to be what's going to happen. In the meantime, we're left with tariffs on 25% on half the goods we import from China, and we got to pay tariffs on about over $100 billion worth of stuff we export to them. So this is a major drag on economic growth. And but again, stocks are just focused on rates and central banks, and assuming that they can save the world. And I don't think that that's necessarily a prudent bet.
Yeah, well, it's a good comparison to see what's gone on in Japan, too, because they've been playing this game for longer and more consistently than a lot of these central banks, but definitely seems with Christine Lagarde at the head of the ECB. I know it's hard to get more dovish than Draghi, but it really doesn't seem like she's going to change anything over there, does it?
No, she will just continue on with what they're doing and somehow expecting a different result. But unless there's fiscal stimulus of some sort in Europe, there's no chance that more monetary easing is going to do anything. And, you know, now they're in a situation where just imagine if they do have success in generating faster economic growth, and, you know, you're going to see a sharp rise in interest rates. So what are they going to do then? So this is a very dangerous circle that we're in, that if central banks become successful one day in generating higher inflation or even growth accelerates, you can be damn sure that interest rates are going to be much higher, and you're going to have a pretty ugly situation in global bond markets. So it really is this very bizarre situation globally. It seems to be getting more bizarre.
Yeah, we're going down that road. But what about currencies, too? Trump keeps on making comments about all these other countries manipulating their currencies, wants the Fed to lower interest rates for a number of reasons, but does also push on lowering interest rates to hopefully lowering the U.S. dollar. In terms of currency wars, do you see anything changing in a drastic sense?
Well, the Trump's viewpoint of fighting this currency war is trying to convince the Fed to lower interest rates. So by trying to get his people, so to speak, on the Fed that are interested in cutting rates, that's his way of fighting back. But this, you know, beggar thy neighbor type situation that we are in, if that's just going to accelerate, there aren't going to be any winners. So you have tariffs that are throwing mud in the spokes of economic activity, and you're going to have currency battles now and everyone trying to fight each other on that end, and this poison of negative interest rates. It's just truly bizarre world. But I don't see this as being good for economic growth and economic confidence, no matter what the stock market thinks.
Yeah, very true. Well, Peter, it's great having you on the show, and you are pointing out, you know what, some concerning signs for these markets, and I know a lot of the bears are saying, we've been saying this forever, and fair enough, they have been saying it for years, but maybe sooner rather than later it will actually start to matter. We have seen some cracks in the overall financial markets, but there is still seeming to be a lot of liquidity out there and money that is flowing into now some of the safer assets, but still kind of surprising to see see U.S. markets up so high. Peter, great having you on the show. Again, go check out Peter's website, The Book Report. Thanks for your time this weekend, Peter.
Thanks so much, Corey.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed that first segment with Peter Buchvar. In this segment, I am joined by Chris Temple, founder and editor of The National Investor. And for all of you who do not know, Chris joins me on pretty much a daily basis on our website to break down some of the key aspects that are moving markets and focus on those markets that do need to be watched by investors. Chris, there's a lot for us to talk about recapping this week, and we're going to start off with the jobs number that came out on Friday. It really beat estimates. The jobs data came in at about 224,000 jobs, where the estimate was around 160. This finally comes in, I guess, the face of consecutive weaker data that we have seen in the U.S. What was your thought on this surprise beat, finally, for U.S. economic data?
Well, it was a surprise beat, Corey, but I think if you look at the broader context, the fact still is that relative to the rest of the world, certainly the rest of the developed world, the U.S. economic statistics have been better. They've been better for quite a while. And yes, the couple of employment reports before this were subpar. This helps to make up for it. If you look at the running average of monthly job gains, it's still fairly robust, befitting an economy that is maturing and with full employment. So, you know, I don't think that there's a major story in this. I think the markets early on made it a major story because everybody had gotten onto the same side of the proverbial boat in a number of areas, whether it's the dollar, whether it's gold, whether it's treasuries that have been obscenely overbought. I think the yields are going to go much lower and bond prices much higher. But in the near term, like those other things, everybody got ahead of themselves figuring that the Fed by the end of this month is going to be lowering interest rates, maybe starting out with a 50 basis point cut, which is what, you know, 25% chance you had before Friday morning of that price in the Fed funds futures market. So, you know, the overreaction in the market early on was simply because everybody had just gotten out too far over their skis. It doesn't change the big picture, though, one iota.
Yeah, that's very true. But it does, I think, give some of those people that just got way too far ahead of themselves a little step back. And you need to realize that the markets did just get so extended, especially in terms of expecting what the Fed would do. Let's talk about those market reactions, though. Some of the interesting ones were gold moving down, which that actually does make sense in the face of good economic data. However, there was a gradual buy that came into the gold market with gold closing just a tad over 1400. We saw the U.S. dollar have a good day, up about 48 basis points, right around, well, it's over 97 now. And the U.S. markets, they opened up down, but then they garnered a buy throughout the day and closed very much close to neutral. What caught your eye most about the initial reaction and then the follow through throughout Friday?
Well, again, the initial reaction all across the board was because people have been positioned far too aggressively for a Fed that's going to not ease quite as fast as a lot of people think. They're going to do it. There's no question about that. But it made everybody take a step back. And I think toward the end of the day, especially where the stock market was concerned, people realized, okay, you know, this one strong employment number that we had certainly doesn't mean the Fed's going to raise interest rates. Maybe it means that they wait longer. We'll see what happens. You know, notably, when you look overseas, I mean, the German Bund had broken a negative 40 basis points on their 10-year yield. That sold off a little bit during a day, too. So everywhere you look, everything that had really gotten stretched recently came back a little bit. But the overall trends of everything, in my opinion, have not changed by and large, certainly not for what I call the odd couple, bonds and gold. The dollar, there's still a risk of it moving higher than a lot of people want to see and that the markets can handle. And likewise with the stock market, even though we had nominal new highs this week, earnings season is coming up, and it's not going to be that pleasant.
Yeah, that earnings season is going to be closely watched. But one other trend that actually timed with news regarding the ECB leader, which will be Christine Lagarde, really talks about these low to negative interest rates that are dominating Europe and the Trump still pushing on the Fed to lower their rates. That is really the overall theme here. Even if maybe the Fed pushes back a July rate cut, fact of the matter is we should be continuing to expect lower rates around the world, and even negative rates, correct?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question at all the direction that things are going. And as you and I discussed earlier in the week, when it came out that it's somewhat of a surprise move, the Poobah's meeting in Brussels tapped Christine Lagarde, who is currently the head of the International Monetary Fund, to be the new head of the European Central Bank. In retrospect, the perfect person for the job. She's number one, very political, rather than apolitical, which is what central bankers are supposed to be. And number two, she's very much in favor of negative interest rates. So we're just going to get more of what we have had. And even if the Fed were not under pressure and not predisposed to grudgingly follow along, the fact that you've got these negative interest rate regimens increasing around the world inevitably pulls the Fed in that very same direction. When market interest rates, and you know, we broke again below the 2% level on a 10-year note here this week, Corey, before it closed a bit above it with Friday's sell-off. But nevertheless, that's well below the federal funds rate. And for as long as we stay down here, let alone go lower, the Fed, even if you have strong economic numbers, has no choice but to follow the market, or they cause more problems, even if they don't.
Yeah, that is true, and unfortunately, they are not immune to what's going on around the world. Do you think, though, in this environment, on top of that odd couple trade where treasuries go up, even the precious metals go up, that it could still also mean that U.S. markets, or at least one market that is looked at as the best markets out there, they also go up, too, just because there is so much money, and money is just looking for anywhere to get some sort of yield or gain?
Well, you definitely have that to some extent where you have that so-called TINA phenomenon, TINA being the acronym for there is no alternative. And that certainly, all else being equal, keeps a floor somewhat under stocks compared to what you'd have if you didn't have accommodative central banks. But people will have to be careful, Corey, not to get too smug with the idea that all of a sudden traders can be bulletproof again and just throw money at the stock market indiscriminately, and the Fed's got your back. Don't ever forget, and I've brought this up from time to time, I know Peter, who you just had on, mentions this regularly himself, that there's a reason why these central banks are so easy with money. It's because things are not good on Main Street. Corporate earnings are deteriorating. We're going to see a negative quarter here in the U.S. when the second quarter numbers come out. And if things don't straighten out real fast with this trade conflict with China, and I still don't believe in the grand scheme of things there's going to be much change, then you've got companies that are going to look ahead to the balance of the year and maybe farther and still be subdued. So there's only so much increase in stock valuations that negative interest rates or lowering interest rates here in the U.S. are going to get you.
Chris, good chatting with you. Thanks, as always. Have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another strong earthquake has hit California, a magnitude 7.1. Kern County Supervisor Mick Gleason says they're getting all the help they can handle.
I've talked with the governor. I've talked with the White House. I've talked with both states about the federal senators, or Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein. Everybody's pitching in, helping. We have declared an emergency in the city of Ridgecrest. We're declaring emergency in the county of Kern.
Seismologist Lucy Jones says the shaking is likely to continue.
The last time we've had earthquakes of this size, we were seeing significant aftershocks for more than a year.
The town of Ridgecrest was near the epicenter. Mayor Peggy Breeden.
Many of them have experienced something that is very traumatic. Somewhat unknown to most of them. I know that it is a difficult situation, but they're fearful to be in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting with John Kaiser in this segment. John is the founder of Kaiser Research Online. And John, you focus a lot on junior stocks, but in a broad sense, also the resource markets. Let's start off with a broad comment on the resource markets, especially when it comes to the junior stocks, is that there still doesn't seem to be this audience rushing into the gold sector even after this breakout. Now, this is a technical breakout, and I know some of the larger stocks have been doing better, something that we talked about even at the early part of last month, but in a broad sense, still, again, I think investors are very distracted by other markets. What do you think, though? This technical breakout doesn't seem, at least right now, to be enough to drive people into the markets. What's it going to take?
You know, it's really frustrating. We see gold go over 1,400, challenge 1,450. It's the highest it's been since 2013. It sort of falls back below 1,400 when it looks like the trade war between China and the United States is going to be put on pause. And it's crept back above 1,400 in the last couple days, but there is very little, if any, a follow through in the resource junior sectors, including optionality plays. For example, Midas Gold, they had to do a $20 million financing at 60 cents to keep everything, the permitting cycle in Idaho for the Stibnite mine going, but it's like limping along at 62, 64 cents, even though gold at over $1,400 with the reduction in the federal tax corporate tax rate last year, it should be starting to track develop an uptrend. And at $1,600, which seems like merely a couple hundred bucks away, that stock should be doing really well. So I think the audiences that traditionally look at the juniors, the optionality, and the expiration plays, they do not believe that this move in gold is part of a sustainable trend. I think we need to see a sustained trend and an underlying logic as to why this trend will continue to carry on before we see the audiences feel comfortable to buy these optionality juniors and bet on exploration companies.
So, John, what about, too, that whole aspect of maybe an exploration company going out there and finding something major in a different jurisdiction? What has been running recently? We look at stuff like Great Bear Resources. That's in Canada, a well-known area in Ontario. We look at even now a little bit of a bidding war going on in Quebec over Alexandria Minerals. However, that stock, which I chatted about earlier in the week, that was kind of run into the ground by that management team. But at least there is a bidding war, and there are still stocks in Mexico that are getting a bid. How could maybe a bigger discovery in a new area also help this sector?
Well, traditionally a big discovery that's like world class, in other words, is worth $1 billion plus, has excited the market and brought in lots of audiences. But I'm beginning to wonder if a single discovery by a junior can actually do that. And we had our example in early 2016 with Arizona Mining. It was 35 cents. It had come up with this deposit that was open pitable that really didn't work and was never going to get permitted. And then they drilled deeper and got really high grade zinc, lead, silver deposit. And 2 years later, they're bought out at $6.20 and a $2.1 billion cash buyout by South 32, and that really did nothing to inspire any other activity in Arizona where the project was located or in general. What we need, earlier in this year, I was pretty excited about the James Bay. This is in central Quebec. It's an area where there's been a fair amount of work in the past 20 years with the Eleanor discovery, and here was a potential for a new copper system of the sort not known for this region, and if it turned out to be world class, it was something nobody had ever really looked for. And all of a sudden, these juniors, which accidentally owned claims for completely different reasons, they would be potentially in the money. So we need a big discovery that changes the thinking for an area, and where suddenly companies that people are stuck in for reasons that haven't, worked out, well, are suddenly back in the game and there's excitement and you don't know who's going to be the winner coming out of that. That's called a discovery-based area play. But for things like Great Bear, that has possibility for reviving that whole Red Lake district because, everybody's assuming, okay, Goldcorp found this new high-grade gold aspect to a supposedly depleted system that they owned all the ground, and there's a little bit more found around it, but if you hopped a little farther, such as the Dixie, well, there was gold mineralization there, but it was of a different kind, and it didn't really work out, and now everybody's thinking, is this going to be something new? Have they found similar to Red Lake, and it's going to grow big? But the market needs to see like a Great Bear, not just go to $4 and then, find a million ounces and get absorbed by Newmont Goldcorp to add to their facility, but to suddenly go to $20, $30 because it suddenly has 5 to 10 million ounces of high grade. And that does not happen overnight. That's the problem with these discovery plays. They do have a 6 to 12-month validation cycle from the initial holes that suggest there is a discovery, and I really don't see much out there right now where I can say, this is going to lead to a revival of exploration interest in juniors.
Yeah, in all fairness, too, John, we've seen some of the recent discoveries even be faded by the markets. You bring up a good point that discoveries do take a long time to prove out and even prove initially outside of just one or two holes, but it's something we have seen where one or two holes can move the stock, and then as more holes are released that might not be as good or might be as good as those first few holes, the stock has been generally getting faded. There are some limited examples of stocks that kept running, but overall that money just is not flying in. One part of the sector that is doing really well is the royalty and streaming companies, though. Do you think these guys almost are being used as an ETF, and some of the larger money and also some of the speculators who are done playing single stocks are just focusing on this area?
Well, the royalty and streaming companies became popular because you had all these projects heading into production, and the gold price went down, and but the costs didn't, and so you had questions about, how profitable are the producers themselves going to be? But a royalty is right off the top. It does, if the costs don't matter, and as long as they want to keep this operation going, the royalty company will benefit. Then, of course, if gold does start going up, there will be a leveraged impact on the producer, whom the market will be pricing pretty negatively based on actual cash flow, you know, the difference between the gold price and the all-in sustaining cost per ounce. But the immediate go-to would be the streaming royalty company, and of course the GLD ETF, insofar as you want to have a play just on the direction of the gold price. So the depressing thing with the example of like Midas Gold is the market has lost interest in betting on the actual companies as a proxy for gold. And that really needs to change. I don't think the streaming companies really are a threat. They're, you know, more for the institutional audience, which right now is completely absent because they need a clear trend in place to go pile into the resource sector.
John, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend and sharing your thoughts on what it might take to bring people, a broad base of investors, back into the sector. John, have a great rest of your weekend, buddy.
You too, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm very excited to have Matt Geiger back on the show. He is the managing partner of MJG Capital Fund, which is a fund focused on the resource sector. I have had Matt on the show once before, and he is quickly turning into one of my favorite go-tos for resource comments. He is a bit younger, I believe around my age, so it is refreshing to see someone younger in the crowd. Plus, he's been making very nice returns with his resource fund, which even during those slow years, hey, it takes skill to do something like that. Matt, I want to start off with more broad comments when we talk about trade wars. You and I haven't talked about trade wars on this show before, so I wanted to get your thoughts on how a potential trade deal, now we're not saying when that deal would come, but a potential trade deal with China and how it would relate to the U.S. dollar. Or would you see the dollar moving in a bullish sense or more in a bearish move?
It's a great question, Corey. And first, it's great to be back on the program. I want to wish a happy 4th of July weekend to your U.S. listeners at the very least. So potential trade deal and the effect on the USD. My hypothesis at the moment, this is subject to change, but is that a trade deal between the U.S. and China would cause weakness in the U.S. dollar, so it'd be bearish the USD. I say this for a couple reasons. The first is that I would argue that so far, the dollar has been a beneficiary of trade war tensions because investors around the world have flocked to the USD as a quote-unquote safe haven amid these choppy waters and uncertain waters. Meanwhile, a deal would almost certainly be viewed as a quote-unquote risk-on event that would sap the safe haven appeal that the US dollar has enjoyed over the past 18 months. So I think a trade deal would be viewed as risk on, and there'd be less of an incentive to hold U.S. dollars or the more conservative U.S. Stock markets, you know, relative to emerging markets per se.
Hey, that completely makes sense considering, you know, you look at what the dollar has done in the face of this trade war, and it has been bullish for the U.S. dollar. If we then take this into the metals, though, let's start off with the precious metals. If it is, let's say, bearish the U.S. dollar, you would think that would help the precious metals. However, if there is this more risk-on attitude, then that wouldn't help the U.S. dollar. So where does this tug of war end?
Fair enough. So I think I guess I would say in terms of the likelihood of a trade deal in these coming months, my sense is that we will see some sort of resolution before the next U.S. presidential election. But in the meantime, I think we'll be in this twilight zone where the deal seems close and then farther off, and we kind of go back and forth between, you know, press reports from the U.S. and China. So I don't see anything in the imminent future. The reason for that is that President Trump, I think, politically likes the trade war. It shows that he's being tough on China and standing up for lost manufacturing jobs, you know, for the United States working class. So as long as the U.S. markets are hitting 52-week highs and the Fed is, you know, showing some willingness to consider cutting rates, then I think Trump has no incentive to cut an immediate deal. So kind of with this framework in mind, I think gold, silver, you know, and the other precious metals, the PGMs, can continue to run in this type of environment. I'm not expecting a violent spike, but I think the technical level that we've broken within the past month is a very big deal. And so I think the precious names can continue to move. Base metals, I expect, should be remain largely range bound. I think the effects of the trade war have been largely built into the prices of, you know, copper, zinc, and tin, iron ore, what have you. I do think the price dynamics for each of these base metals will depend also on individual supply-demand characteristics. And so in this environment, kind of switching to some of the junior names, I think the high-quality juniors focused on either precious metals or base metals should be able to create value in this type of market environment. The big risk, of course, is an acute global recession, you know, and or a 2008-like liquidity crisis, which could be painful for junior investors of all stripes. Even in the precious metals, a liquidity crisis would be very painful in the short term.
Yeah, that's one thing to always keep in mind, is that as much as you want to be optimistic on resource stocks during a recession or downturn, fact of the matter is they get sold off with pretty much everything else. Just one more comment regarding this trade deal is that even if we get a trade deal, there's been a lot of comments that maybe the trade deal is more or less weak in the sense that it doesn't get everything solved and a deal just gets done for more political reasons. Plus the fact of the world is in this slow growth at best type of environment, and a trade deal to me doesn't seem like it's going to change anything. So maybe that ties into some of the base metal comments where it comes down more to what actually goes on in the economy. What do you think about that concept, though, that a trade deal, albeit could be viewed positively initially, when people dive in, they'd see that, you know what, even with this trade deal, we're still stuck in the slow growth environment?
I think it's a fair point. I mean, I think the trade deal will be more psychological than anything. I don't know if I expect any major structural reforms, no matter how hard Trump and his team of advisors push. I think it would more be the point of coming to a resolution would be as a political victory than both the U.S. and China would declare victory. So in terms of, you know, the trade deal, I do think psychologically for the markets in the immediate aftermath would be a strong risk on event, as I've mentioned. I do think after a few months of reflection, people will start to dwell on the slowing growth, both in the U.S. and beyond. But I will say that central banks globally have shown that they care solely about growth and also maintaining the stock market's meteoric rise that we've seen over the past 10 years. You know, stoking inflationary pressures doesn't seem to be a worry. You know, a lot of people, including those of our age, you know, weren't even around for the 1970s. So the thought of an inflationary panic is so far off the radar that I think the central banks will err towards stimulating growth at all costs. So, you know, that could still be bullish in at least the medium term for most asset classes as they continue to try to stoke the flames.
Okay, let's move a little bit more into the junior mining sector, which you really do specialize in. We have had that nice breakout in gold above that 1370 area, which was multi-year resistance. So gold touching levels that we haven't seen in about 6 years. But with the stocks, you look at GDX, GDXJ, they also did break out, but not in the same degree. They're touching levels that we haven't seen since 2016, so still multi-year levels and highs for these. What do you think, though? Is this junior mining cycle, I guess, just getting going, this potential new bull market?
So I am now of the view that we have been in a stealth bull market, actually, since the depths of tax loss selling in late December 2018. So I think we discussed this on during the last interview, but my view is that we were in a bull market, a junior mining bull market between January of 2016 all the way till January of 2018. Then last year was a dumpster fire, I would describe it as, for investors in this space. And so I think it's pretty indisputable that we were in a bear market through the whole of 2018. That said, starting in the depths of tax loss season, it did look like a bottom had potentially been put in. And I've been thinking this for some time, that this was a distinct possibility, but it really was too early and uncertain for me to make a definitive call. However, for a few reasons, and you've mentioned a couple of them here, I'm now of the belief that we are indeed in the stealth bull market that's been going on for roughly 6 months, and I believe this for a handful of reasons. So the first is the strength in gold that you mentioned. And gold can often serve as a bellwether for the rest of the mining space. As most of your listeners are probably aware, gold broke through that key 1370 technical level. That gold failed failed to break on multiple occasions, I think 4 to 5 different occasions in the previous 5 years. So this is a pretty significant development. In the weeks since, gold has risen as high as 1440, and seems to have settled comfortably into this new trading range. So confirming this breakout on June 21st, we also saw the largest gold-focused ETF, the GLD, see record inflows, which is the most on a single day in the ETF's 15-year history.
All right, Matt, some good points there, but unfortunately we are out of time for this segment on the radio. For everybody listening on the radio, please visit our website, kereport.com, on a daily basis, but also for the continuation of this conversation between Matt and I. We're going to get into a few other reasons why Matt does believe this is a stealth bull market for the junior gold stocks, as well as some of the stocks that he is watching closely, a couple that he holds and a couple that he is looking at entering. Even provides us with an actual target number to get into one of these stocks. I really appreciate everybody tuning into the weekend edition and all our daily editorials. Please keep the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com, especially now that it does seem like this gold market is finally starting to pick up. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.